Hi, and welcome to the What Ata Said podcast, where we share our candid conversations about life, love, and everything in between. My name is Audrey, and today I am not joined by my usual co-host. Instead, I'm joined by my wonderful fiancé, Andy.
Hello, how are you? Who am I talking to?
I don't know who you're talking to. I'm well.
That's good, Bobby.
How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking that.
Ah, cutie. I was going to say that maybe we should not have our pet names today.
Hey, Audrey.
So if I call you Andy, it's not because I'm mad at you. Mm-hmm. It's because...
You're very mad at me.
Yeah, I'm so mad at you. Yeah. Anyway, so I want to ask you to break the ice a bit more. Mm-hmm. What was the highlight of your week?
Highlight of my week? That's a great question. 5:30 on the Friday when work week has ended.
That was the highlight.
Definitely the highlight, yes. What about yourself?
I was going to say that you got your job this week, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a pretty good highlight. Yeah. I got a permanent role at my company that I work for. So that was a relief. Have a bit of security as well. So that's really good. So I don't have to worry.
Yeah. We have a bit more stability headed towards the wedding. So yeah. I was really happy and proud that we were able to get that.
So lucky.
For sure. So today I'm actually not joined by my co-host because today Andy and I are going to be exploring something that is pertinent to us as a couple. So in this series, like I said, we've brought back our partners and we're wanting to have a more deep dive on an issue or experience that we have had as a couple. And today's episode, we're going to go back to around 3 or 4 years ago to the inception of your business. How long was that?
I felt like... It's like 10 years ago, but literally it was like 3 or 4, wasn't it?
Yeah, it aged you 10 years.
Yeah, it aged me 10 years, absolutely.
So his restaurant, Golden Chopsticks in Springvale, which will be plugged quite a bit today.
Plug, Golden Chopsticks.
Golden Chopsticks. We're going to be talking about the drive it takes to open and run a restaurant, the peaks of having a restaurant, the troughs, and the toll it took on his well-being and what I see as one of the most tumultuous periods of our relationship. Mm. So let's strap in and let's get it.
Let's get it on.
Okay, so to start off, let's get into the logistics of opening a business, Andy. We're going to go into the logistics of opening a business. From start to finish, as in start, the inception of the idea of the restaurant to the opening of the restaurant, how long did it take and what was involved?
Oh, there's a lot involved in opening a restaurant, especially the early stages where there's a lot of paperwork that needs to get approved, get done. And it doesn't help if your project manager is not, not
reliable?
Reliable, yeah. So then if you don't have a reliable project manager, you have to do it all yourself. Mm. Call the people, you know, just keep in contact people until you find an answer. And then starting the business itself, running on, that's the easy part. But if you don't have any experience with the paperwork, that's the hardest part.
So a lot of the time, like the delays that occurred was because you were learning on the job.
Learning a job, yeah. Fake it till you make it, literally. Because my project manager did not help me at all. And I was just a young kid, just finished uni and had the opportunity to open a restaurant. And I thought it was easy, but that was probably the hardest thing I had to do before starting the business.
Yeah.
Paperwork.
The paperwork itself.
The paperwork was a headache. I had to go to council. Literally, I went to the council every week. That was like my second home before the restaurant opened. So that was, really difficult because you can't get a straight answer.
No, you're right. I remember that period of time. We had just started dating. Mm. And then... When we first started dating, you were like, oh, I'm going to be opening a restaurant. And then
it freaked you out, no.
I was like, it didn't freak me out. I was kind of like, oh, that's really cool that he has enough drive to open a restaurant himself. And I think at the time, you were probably maybe 26 years old, something like that. And
26. Yeah. It feels like a lifetime away.
It was a lifetime away. But I remember that you said that you were going to open it. So it wasn't just an idea, it was happening. But then we had... officially started dating a year after and it still wasn't open.
Mm.
And then it wasn't until nearly another 6 months.
Yeah, I would say so.
After we were official that it became like it actually opened. So it was a two-year process.
A lot of rent paid just because you're working with incompetent people.
Yeah.
And that sort of had a really, really bad start.
Yeah, no. Like it wasn't the best opening.
No, it was terrible.
But the restaurant itself is a great restaurant.
Yeah, it is a great restaurant, by the way. The food is fantastic. Plug, plug.
It's just that it took a bit more steps than you wanted it to.
Absolutely.
To get to the opening part. I wanted to ask you, had it always been a dream of yours to open the restaurant?
Oh, yes, it has always been a dream. I think since when I was younger, my dad had a couple of food courts in Dandenong. And I just go there, you know, during my holidays. Help him out with the food court, just making some random sushis and all that kind of stuff. And that sort of
smushing rice together.
I didn't know anything about sushi, and I was making sushi for the food court. It was so bad. The quality, it was just bad. But just seeing my dad, you know, doing his own thing sort of sparked a little interest in entrepreneurship. And then as I got a bit older, you know, I've always wanted a restaurant. I liked the idea, I think, back then of opening a restaurant. And when it happened, I was like, holy crap, this is not easy. And since I've got it, and it's just, I think it wasn't for me when that actually happened, But the idea of it, yes, I wanted it. Whereas I did it, I was like,
There was a bit of a honeymoon period, I recall, when you first opened the restaurant.
I think it was the first year.
I wanted to note is that this restaurant, Golden Chopsticks, is a family-owned business.
Yeah.
So this is... Not necessarily a unique experience for business owners, but it does have its own challenges working with family. So as an outsider, I helped out sometimes at the restaurant. Maybe the first 2 weeks I would work my full-time job, and then I would come to the restaurant and I'd clean cups.
Thank you for your help for the first couple of weeks. Appreciate it.
Because it was just a flurry of things going on. So then I just wanted to ask you regarding the restaurant, what was the biggest challenge that you had?
The biggest challenge? There's so many challenges. The biggest one, I think, definitely working with your family. The reason why, because you work, you see them. When you go home, you see them again. And there's no... no free time between you and your parents. And it's always together. And the things that you say to each other is unfiltered. Whereas at the start, it was quite filtered. And then it just got really mundane, if that's the right word to use. And then you just be really straightforward. You know, who cares about what they think? You just tell them straight up. And then it just hurts them. And then it hurts you. So I think that was the challenging part, setting boundaries. But there was none at all. All the stuff that you see on Kitchen Nightmares with the family and stuff and that's all real. That's all. You learn a lot from them. You're trying to watch those shows and then not be like them, but eventually it does.
But I mentioned before that there was that honeymoon period. Can you describe a bit more about what happened during the honeymoon period, the feelings?
The feeling was fantastic. I think during the period before the restaurant was opened, the whole family was really anxious because we were paying rent and all that kind of stuff and the restaurant's not running. But as soon as the restaurant did open, thanks to me, for the next 6 months, it was going so great. Everything that you planned for is actually happening. And then you just see it working. It's like, yes, this is doing well. You know, we are making money. And then after that, after the honeymoon period, when things become more slow, that's when you start to be really angst, you know, being really direct to every family member, even when they haven't done anything wrong. It's just the emotion build up after that.
Because I was going to ask you, like, when did it become flip from the honeymoon to the challenging phase where you're trying to set boundaries? But it sounds like you kind of already described that.
I think it was, about a year. I think a year, good year to 2 years around that bracket. That's when you feel like, oh, what am I going to do again? Am I going to keep on doing this? Being so angry at my folks. I'm not really angry. Just like, don't agree of how they run things. Okay. I think we have two different processes, but with the same goal. And I didn't agree with the processes. So I sort of, we could do things better. We could do things better, but they're stuck in the old ways sort of thing. So that sort of thing when I want to improve, want to innovate, but they're just like, nah, this thing works, this thing works. So sort of, two different management styles that couldn't work together. So that was the hardest thing. But it was a good learning experience, you know, to how to find yourself and figure out what you want to do. My best advice is probably don't get into a partnership if you don't, you know, want any other people's opinions.
That's what I was going to ask you, actually, that a lot of the time, especially people in their 20s,
mm-hmm.
They come up with grand ideas of, let's open a business together, me and you as in like friends and or family. I wanted to ask you, were there any, can you list the pros first of working with family or friends and the cons? So from hearing you though, it sounds like you would heavily discourage people from working with people who they're friends with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, the boundaries of the friendship and relationship kind of start to break. But
break or become one business, like literally just one. It's just a business relationship, no more friends.
Were there any pros to working with your family?
Dependent on the member, yes, my brother. My brother was fantastic. Even my dad was great. He has that experience behind him that can help me push further into the business. He taught me a lot, but there was a stage where I surpassed him. That's what I feel.
Oh, you were like, but am I a bit Gohan, cocky? I'm a bit Gohan cocky. Yeah.
A bit cocky, though. But I feel like I learned enough and like we can push further, but then it's sort of pushing you back. I think that's when you have a partner that pushes you back and not pushing you forward, I think that's the biggest issue. And when they don't show effort, I think that's scary as well. Mm. And when decision-making comes along, it's always both people share their opinions, but it's always the other way because I feel like I can't say, no, I don't believe that. And then they decline me and I feel bad and all that kind of stuff. It's like, oh, this works. So I just personally think if you are determined and don't want to work with people, and don't want to be influenced by others' opinion, work for yourself. Mm. Just make every decision yourself. And when you make a mistake, you only got yourself to blame. When there's a mistake in a partnership, you easily blame the other person.
Mm.
Easily, when it might be your fault as well.
When you had left, because you had left so suddenly, how did that impact your relationship with your family?
I think they were sad but okay with it as well. But for me, I felt like I was running away from my family because I'm not there. Like I have the guilt of not being there, but also I'm happy that I wasn't there. And it took a long time for me to be able to, you know, get the courage to go back and visit them. Because deep inside, I know I left them with this business. It just, I was like, I feel like I should be there. But if I was there, I'm breaking myself as well.
Yeah.
So in the end, I need to think for myself, you know, do things for me instead of, which is bad for my parents, you know. In the end, who cares about what your parents think? Do things for yourself, which is, I feel like, really important. In the end I left because I needed it. I can't deal with it anymore. Yeah.
Do you think you could have stuck it out a bit longer? Well, it's hard to actually say that because you didn't.
Yeah, so I didn't. I think I cracked it.
All these things are hypotheticals, right?
Because I was really, I had a breakdown. I think during that period, I was like very suicidal and all that kind of stuff.
Wait, we're laughing, but it was serious. Really
but in hindsight, time. I can laugh about it because, you know, been there, done that sort of thing, but it was a low point of my life, I would say, in general.
Yeah,
but
I
then it was good to have you by myself trying to speak my feelings, which I hate doing, you know.
Yeah.
And she said, what's wrong with trying to bawl my eyes out, blah, blah, blah. And then I felt better.
Yeah, I remember I was trying, like as your partner, I was trying to be as supportive as I could be. I was tired AF because of the fact that I was working full time and then sometimes I would come to the restaurant to help on the weekends. And I was tired. No, there's nothing for you to thank me about because I was happy to do it. But then, yeah, like I said, I was tired and I think it was just taking a toll on our relationship. And I noticed that it was taking a toll on you. And I was trying to find, not that you asked for it, but I was trying to find ways to help you be more at ease with your situation. For example, like you said, that you, I don't know if you remember, but how you said that there were no boundaries between you and your family. I encouraged you to either move in with me or move out with your brother so that you would be able to have your own space away from them. Because you were with them, your family, 24/7.
Yeah.
24/7, 25/7, if that was possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, like, things like that, as because I saw how much you were... Suffering might be a really hard word, harsh word, but I That's saw you enough. Suffering. Yeah.
It's a fair word.
Mentally, like you said, you did have... I don't know if... I remember one distinct breakdown.
There's more than one? Yeah, absolutely. Don't open a restaurant, guys. It's not easy.
It's a lot of work. I, like, as his partner, I saw him waking up at, like...
Oh, Chinese New Year period.
For Chinese New Year, or Lunar New Year, sorry, he would have to... We only had, like, 2 hours sleep that night because he had to start prepping the roasts at, like, 3 a.m. For Lunar New Year.
And you were there as well, so...
Yeah, I just...
A greatest support, by the way. I appreciate it.
I was just in the dining area.
Just passed out.
On the table. Because I just wanted to know that you were supported by me in any way. Even though I couldn't actually help you with the cooking and so on, that I was there. But I saw...
Great roast pork and roast duck, by the way.
Great roast pork and roast duck. Yeah, Andy learned how to... how to do the full-on Chinese roast. So if you want the rest, I'm joking, we won't give you the rest.
Do
you
it's a family recipe? Secret.
It's a family secret. But yeah, I saw how hard it was and I just wanted to I don't know, try to be there as much as I could. But at the same time, I did mention that this was a tumultuous time in our relationship, because this was a tumultuous time in our relationship. We had been dating, I think, 2 years by this point. Mm-hmm. 1 year official, not that it makes a difference, but right, it doesn't really make it didn't change there. Anything. We were dating for 2 years, and I was like, "Oh, it's totally fine if he gets a restaurant. Like, we're fine."
But neither does she know.
But little did I know. Yeah, it was hard. The first, like you said, the first couple of weeks or months, it was like
it was fine.
It was fine because. I was trying to be as patient as I could, given that I knew that you had a restaurant. But then it eventually started to kind of chip away at us, because we live opposite sides of Melbourne.
Yeah.
And two, most of the time that we were able to spend together would have to be at the restaurant.
Yeah.
So we weren't really having date nights. Not really. Not that you need to have date nights, but we weren't actually spending quality time with one another. So, do you recall this experience?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. Just spending every day at the shop, just spending every day at the restaurant, and then seeing you there for like the last couple of hours of the day. It was nice, but I was busy as well, trying to make things run. And then as soon as the shop closes, I'm tired. I want to go to bed and then wake up early the next day. So, and Audrey's love language is quality time, and that's sort of missing in our relationship when I was just working literally every day. And yeah, as Audrey said, definitely put a toll in a relationship, but she was very patient, very patient.
Oh, but to be fair, I think that you also had patience with me, because I was wanting certain things, knowing that your priority at the time was the restaurant. So I knew what I was going into.
Mm-hmm.
So I was bringing up things that you didn't really have control over, because like you said, I would come to the restaurant after work. I would chill there in the restaurant for maybe like an hour or so. And then I would have to go home because I'd work the next day. And then I'd be
That's
like,
"That's a lot."
And then, but then you never asked me to do that. And yet I was like, "Oh, I'm doing this for you." But it's like, well, I have to do the, not, I don't, not that I have to, but if I want to see him, these are the things that I'm going to have to do. And I made the choice to do that, so I shouldn't be angry at him because he hasn't asked me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Ben.
Audrey has matured.
Because I remember that there was a period of time where, like, there was a certain phone call where we were talking, and it was like, I don't remember how it came up. It was like, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
It's either we continue on as we are because the restaurant's not going away, or we break up.
And I didn't want to break up.
I didn't want to break up either. But then I was just like, well, you're not present.
Mm.
And I kind of just had to make peace with the fact that I wasn't his world at that point in time. And that was okay. It's okay that he had something else that he was doing, because as his partner, I needed to be the supportive person, a supportive person for him, rather than making it all about me, because I don't need to be his world all the time.
But now you are.
Oh, God.
All the time, my world.
No, no, no. I think that it's important to understand that your partner is going to have something that they're passionate about, and or there is their priority, and the restaurant was your priority at the time. So I needed to understand that, and I actually went to therapy to help with coping with how to deal with being alone and not overthinking our relationship.
Mm.
Yeah, so it was, whilst it was a tumultuous time, I think that we were able to mature very much so from it. Not only you, but me as well, to be a supportive partner rather than, yeah, a partner that just always wants, keeps on taking. I should be also giving. Man, you're welcome. I'm on the couch.
As the relationship matures, we mature, yeah, right?
So we've spoken about like a lot of the downsides of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I want to actually let's uplift it.
Let's uplift. Let's do it.
Let's have an uplifting crescendo to this conversation. I want to know the things that you took away from having the restaurant and your experience there, working with your family, anything really during that time that you thought was something that you like was really positive,
Positive takeaway. I think my relationship with my brother has improved dramatically. I love that bloke. I just love him too much nowadays. I just think about him all the time. So that's a positive. Our relationship has grown. I got to know my parents better, mum and dad, even though they're annoying as anything, but got to love them a bit more, like to understand what they do instead of just coming home and that's it and not talk to each other, to actually see them, deal with different situations, which is so interesting. It's like, I would not handle that situation like that, but that's so odd that you did that, you know? Respected decision, but what are the positive? I learned a lot. I learned how to roast duck, roast pork, and all that kind of stuff. That was a lot of work, but it was something that I was quite passionate in doing, because we lost a roast chef then, and I had to step up. And I'm glad I did, because I learned how to do it and the process as in making it delicious. It just shows me that I can handle things when it becomes really difficult, especially early times of the restaurant. It just makes me, hey, Andy, you're quite patient. Keep on fighting, keep on going, until it gets done, unless you can't.
I think that you got to a point where you understood that you could only do so much before it was going to impact your own mental health.
Yeah.
And there's not going to be much progress if your mental health is not prioritized.
I agree with that, yeah.
Something I saw from you is that you gave more thought about how you felt rather than just always being on the go.
Because
you were just working like clockwork.
Yeah.
Every day. That was 7 days a week. They are not closed. Golden Chopsticks, Springville, they're not closed.
Christmas.
7 days a week.
Come, guys. Help your brother out.
But for real, I saw you work like clockwork. So, the thing that I saw happened to you was that you started to be okay with just being, thinking about your feelings. I wish that you would think about them more.
Yeah.
And express them.
I don't know how to do that.
The time when you broke down, I really had to just ask you, because you just had this like, you can feel the aura from your partner,
yeah, that was intense.
It was.
I'm glad it happened, because just I feel like it just makes me more aware of my emotions and how to deal with them. So, thank you for that, for helping me out.
I'm such a catch. This guy works really hard. I'm not under emphasizing it at all. I'm being legit when I say he works hard. He stepped up for the roasting it, because when you roast duck or pork or both, whatever, you have to wake up at what time?
Early hours. Like, so it's not as early as anyone else, like working tradie, but it was like 5, 6 a.m.
And that's daily.
Daily.
And then you would have to close the restaurant at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So that was more than 12 hours working day. So the reality of working at a restaurant or opening a restaurant is that the first couple of years, you're going to be working. Yeah.
So I literally create a job for myself.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. Yeah, and he opened a business, but here's a job. You're not making money from it. It's like, ah.
Is there anything that you would like to change from your experience opening the restaurant?
The one thing that I've always said is start small and then grow.
Mm.
I think we started way too big too soon. So start small, see how the market goes. And if you can, expand.
Mm.
Don't go all out at once, because what did they say? Don't put all your eggs in one basket. So that's what I learned. Just start it slow. And if it's improving, then invest more money in it. Mm. So at the start of our restaurant, I think my dad went full out, just bang, all in black, you know, which is... If it pays off, it works, it pays off. But if it doesn't, you know, you lose quite a lot. But it could be paying off right now. If we be patient, persevere a bit longer. Mm.
Would you open the restaurant again with your family?
Not with my family, no. But with myself, yes. And with my understudy, my brother. That's it. I think that's the only thing I would do. But I would want to make all the decisions. But also have intake, you know, from other people's feedback and stuff like that. And take it seriously. Don't brush it off, because, you know, the reason why they give those feedback is because they want to help.
Yeah.
I think that's important. And I'll start small and open somewhere that's not very competitive. Because in Springvale, the market sets the price.
Yeah.
Where you go into like that kind of market, it's like, oh, everything's so cheap. But you go to like down in Point Cook, all the ducks is like $35, whereas Springvale is $28.
Yeah.
So be smart about it next time if I were to open another restaurant.
Do you want to open another restaurant?
Yes, I do. But I think that's really down the track.
Mm.
Really laid down to when I have enough funds, you know, and learn a bit more of, you know, the culinary skills, learn more about food, and maybe down the track we'll see.
Mm.
But yeah, I feel like that's still on the cards, but not now.
So it had like the experience of opening Golden Chopsticks it didn't sour you from the whole experience as a whole.
It told me to be patient, you know. Don't start too big. Just be enough, I think, at the start. Just be, I don't know. What would you say? Just start things slow. So slow and steady, like the tortoise. Yeah, be the turtle, exactly. Don't be the hare. Exactly right.
Okay. I was going to ask you, what is it about the dynamic between you and your brother that makes you feel that you would be able to work with him in future?
Because we've been through the same exact things. Mm. We know exactly. We just understand each other, full stop. And I feel like my brother respects me enough that all the decisions that I make are for the better, to benefit us. And I always take his opinion seriously as well. And he does have good opinions as well. I tell him that all the time. It's like, oh, good job. You know, you're doing this. Very proud of you. So, yeah, my brother, 100%. It's like just having a twin, but me. I love working with
respect.
Me. Yeah.
It's a mutual respect between the two of you. Aw.
Yuck.
I think it's nice.
I think it's disgusting. Hate it. Hate these feelings.
Something I always said to you during the times when you were down and whether you should continue was you're in a blessed position where you can open a restaurant at such a young age, because people your age or at the time, you wouldn't really meet many people who opened a restaurant as well, because you're fairly young. I thought.
Thank you. Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, you are. Still, for sure. Mm. His birthday is in... Oh, your birthday will have actually be around the time that this episode is released.
Oh, yeah. Send those gifts. Go to Whiskey Highball, guys. buy some stuff. Help a brother out, man.
So this is what it's like dating a person that is wanting to look for the next thing.
Next big idea.
The next big idea. So Andy is the type of person, he's the entrepreneur, entrepreneurial mind in our household. He's always looking for the next big thing. His
next side hustle.
His side hustle currently is, what is it?
Whiskey Highball. Or is it Highball Whiskey? One of the, it's Highball Whiskey.
It's highballwhiskey.com.
.com.au. I believe so. It's been a while since I checked the website. So check it out for me, guys.
Even though it's been a while since he's checked the website, it is still running.
It is still running. I need to get on that. It will be soon.
What does it take for you to have the drive to find those side hustles?
Just know that when you do a side hustle, it doesn't always turn out great. Just expect to fail, I feel. And if it doesn't work, just continue going on, because if you fail one, try 100 businesses and at least one succeeds, that would still be pretty cool.
But how do you reconcile that feeling of failure with how are you able to stand up again? Because it's easy to be like, just stand up, it's fine. Stand up,
yeah, that's true. Like a great support like yourself, yeah, you're welcome. do things. Like she's like, oh, you're not doing anything, start doing this now. I was like, you know what, you're right. So a good push from, finding a good partner that pushes you to do things, that always helps. And maybe reading books here and there, and listening to motivational quotes, which is lame, but sometimes it just gets you. It's like, you know what, you're right. These the words sounds, it relates to me right now, so I'm going to keep moving forward. But then, you always get lazy, procrastinate. So you just got to be patient and just keep on moving forward, I feel.
Hmm.
And if it fails, fantastic, learn from it and move on. And then you fail that again, learn from it and move on. Don't make the same mistake twice. That's what I say.
I like that. Mm. I like that. Would that be the tip that you leave our listeners, anybody that is entrepreneurial?
Mm. Just keep going until you find something that works for you in the end.
And I think that something to be mindful of is Andy's also still finding the thing that's working, working for
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
Like everybody else, so you're not alone.
I'm turning 30 soon, still trying to figure things out. And it takes time to actually find something that you really enjoy. And it makes it easier when you have a partner like Audrey.
God, you're the worst. So to end off this podcast, I wanted to ask you one more question.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we've already touched base on it, but we have been saying that your experience of Golden Chopsticks, you did learn a lot.
It's good and bad.
Yeah. Mm. Overall, though, would you say that you would do the whole thing again? Still?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. It just taught me so much, made me a stronger person. Without it, I think I wouldn't be where I am today.
Mm. And with that, we're going to be ending this episode. I hope that you were able to get a bit more insight into the reality of opening a business. The peaks, the troughs,
mm-hmm.
all the things that go into creating the business as well as actually running it, because once it's created doesn't mean that it's just gonna start running by itself.
I quit, bye. That's exactly what I did though. Thanks Calvin for helping me out.
And it's also okay to fail. It's okay to bow out from it if it's not the right thing for you. If you're feeling immense stress from the experience and your mental health is not benefiting from it, it's okay to say I need to step away from it. It's not a loss or a failure at all. I hope that you know that I see it as not a failure on your behalf. I know that you still have anxieties about
PTSD
about leaving the restaurant, but I want to remind anybody that is in this position where they're just constantly hustling and they need to take a breath, it's okay to take a breath.
Restart, recharge.
Yeah, restart and recharge. So Thank you so much for, as always, for giving us a listen. If you've been enjoying our podcast thus far, please share it with your friends and family on your socials or word of mouth. Any share or mention really does help our little podcast out. As always, you can find us on Insta at whatate said.podcast. Our DMs are always open, so please feel free to send us any feedback or any messages where you just want to have a chat. Any giveaways, send them through to me. I love giveaways. I really love to hear from you. So thank you again. And though Andy won't be in the next episode, you can catch me at the very least next week. Bye!
See ya!